Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's this time. It's that time of night. I got to talk about Naturals Omega. Naturals Omega. Yo, is your hygiene up to par, man? Is the products that y'all using for your hygiene up to par? Do it got mercury in it? Do it got aluminum? Are you putting deodorant under your arms that's making you have cancer tumors? I'm talking about the men and the women. Yeah, men, y'all catching cancer, breast cancer, from using deodorant. So are the women. Yo, it's no need for y'all to go through that anymore. Go check out NaturalsOmega.com. You can get deodorant and every other toothpaste, tooth powder, all these different things that y'all need for your hygienical needs. And not only is it going to keep you smelling fresh, it's also going to pull out those heavy metals, those toxins, those parasites out of your body and make you feel good, make you think correct. So check out Naturals Omega. Aight? Yeah, she got some shit for your pores too. She got this lip scrub where it actually, you know, pulls off the dead skin cells and reactivates the live cells and helps them, you know, purify your body, make it nice and smooth, man. Like she used the lip scrub on her booty, man, and the booty's so soft, man. I can't keep my hands off the booty, man. NaturalsOmega.com. NaturalsOmega.com.
Peace to God.
Are you dealing with the legal situation? Are you being stopped and questioned by police for no reason? Got you feeling like the deck is stacked against you? You can get everything you need to protect yourself, your rights, and your property at JonahBay.com.
JonahBay.com.
You can learn how to remove that so-called judge from your case with the writ of Penendus and Assizes.
Penendus and Assizes.
Webinar and template. Get that so-called judge out of here. You can learn how to save your money so you can make money with the Discharge Webinar DVD right here at JonahBay.com. While you're there, you definitely need to pick up the injunction webinar and template. Don't believe me? Check this out.
Peace to the gods. You're now listening to the sounds of Hindsight Radio.
I want to share a story regarding the injunction. I did the injunction, and I was stopped by the police. I didn't realize it. So he said ticket, and so he went to his car and ran my plate. And I literally mean he almost ran back to my car with my license and said, have a nice day, and sent me on my way.
What happened to the ticket, though? Where's my damn
no ticket. He sent me on. He told me to have a nice day and sent me on my way. So the injunction does work.
Go visit JonahBay.com.
At JonahBay.com, you can choose from a wide selection of webinars, seminars, templates, certified documents to get your remedy. He could teach you how to go ahead and get out of debt, and not only get out of debt, but to be self-sufficient where you don't need to go ahead and utilize the system. You are the system.
JonahBay.com.
Thank you.
struggle with. Was a nigga with that blue coat on? Hell yeah, that's what I'm saying. Roll up on the side of him, man. Roll your window down. Man, hand me my motherfucking Glock, man. Give me another clip. I'm gonna smoke this food. Yeah, roll the window down. Okay, yeah. Hey, man, you Snoop Dogg?
Snoop? Snoop Dogg, you know?
Yeah, Snoop Dogg. Fuck that nigga, man. Man, get up, man. Get up, man. Get up, man. He's trying to run, man. Get up on that phone, man. I'm gonna fuck that shit. Fuck you, nigga. Yeah, nigga. What's up?
Motherfucker,
yeah, nigga.
Yeah.
What's
that, nigga?
Yeah, nigga. You're a dead motherfucker now.
As I look up at the sky, my mind starts tripping, a tear drops my eye. My body temperature falls. I'm shaking and they breaking, trying to save the dough. Pumping on my chest and I'm screaming. I stop breathing, damn, I see demons. Dear God, I wonder can you save me? I can't die, my boo-boo's about to have my baby. I think it's too late for praying. Hold up, her voice spoke to me and it slowly started saying,
bring your lifestyle to me, I'll make it better.
How long will I live?
Eternal life better forever.
Oh, will I be the G that I want?
I'll make your life better than you can imagine or even dream of. So relax your soul, let me take control. Close your eyes, my son.
My eyes are closed. I'm fresh up off my coma. I got my mama and my daddy and my homies in my corner. It's gonna take a miracle, let's say, for me to walk again and talk again. But anyway, I get fronted some keys to get back on my feet. And everything that nigga said came to reality. Living like a baller, low, having money and blowing hella chronic smoke. I bought my mama a Benz and bought my boo-boo a Jag. And now I'm rolling in a 9 Trizay L Dog Ray.
Just remember who changed your mind, cause when you start that tripping, that ass is mine.
Indeed, agree, proceed to smoke weed. Never have a want, never have a need. They say I'm greedy, but I still want more, cause my eyes wanna tell you some more. Really though,
check it out. Now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take.
No more endo, gin and juice. I'm on my way to Chino, rolling on the Grey Goose, shackled from head to toe. 25 with a Izzel with nowhere to gizzo. I know them niggas from the other side recognize my face, cause it's a OG Eagle double GLBC. Mad dogging nigga, cause I don't care. Red jumpsuit with two braids in my hair. Nigga, stare as I enter the center. They send me to a level 3 yard, that's where I stay. Late night I hear toothbrushes scraping on the floor. Niggas getting they shanked, just in case the war pops off, cause you can't tell what's next. My little homie baby boo took a pencil in his neck, and he probably won't make it to C-22. I put that on my mama, I'ma ride for you baby boo.
All right, all right. Peace to the gods. Let me get these lives started. Going live on YouTube. Live on the gram. Eating these nuts. I got to stop eating these nuts. Pause. No homo. Long overdue. I've been trying to get this brother to come speak to y'all for about the last 2 months. This is my friend Tommy Hunter. He is an expert in life insurance, whole life insurance, with dividends that pays out. He works for a very large firm. I'm going to let him tell you who that is if he chooses to. He deals with writing policies for trust, for corporations, for individuals. So this is one-stop shopping for you guys who's listening today. So y'all can really work on getting that life insurance policy and use it in conjunction with the trust that y'all have, the express trust that y'all have and everything else to really become your own bank and everything. And he has policies that can benefit every income. So without further ado, my insurance guy, Tommy Hunter.
I appreciate that. That was a great introduction, my brother.
Peace to God.
Thank
well,
you.
It's all true. I didn't even tell him all about you, man. We call him Big Pop.
Well, don't tell him a bad habit.
He be handling business.
Hey, listen. We try to handle our business. I appreciate you, and I appreciate everything you're doing for the people, man. You know, having a trust, just understanding what it is, and to everybody on the call, it's just a powerful tool, right? It's just something that's this legacy, building, legacy changing. It's just something that we wish our parents told us about for
right.
most of us.
Right.
So I appreciate you, man, what you bring to the table. And I can't thank you enough for having me on the call to talk about life insurance. You know, life insurance is generally something that people don't even want to hear about because it's, they're thinking about it from a perspective of their demise and not a perspective of a tool. You know, most people think about life insurance as an intangible asset, and they are correct, but it is a necessary financial tool to compensate the burden of and to set up the foundation of your family to, one, not have situations to where they have to deal with insolvency, they have to deal with lack, and they have to restart the legacy that you were created to provide for the folks that depend on you. So when I think about life insurance, just think about it as an assist to what you were trying to accomplish prior to your, you know, ill-advised departure, right?
Yes.
My name is Tommy Hunter. I'm on LinkedIn as Thomas Hunter James. I work for a company called Marsh McLennan, and I work for a subsidiary of Marsh McLennan called Mercer. We are the largest consulting firm in the world for what we do. We help with clients from anything from property and casualty risk management scenarios, buildings falling down, just for lack of better words, all the way to what I do, and I help in the areas of life insurance, help in the areas of wealth management, help in the areas of career development, as well as employee benefits, especially health care. That's what I do. Other than that, I smoke cigars with my buddy Jonah, and we tried to figure out how to collaborate and help our people. So as you know, when you think about life insurance in short, it can help you provide peace of mind and financial security for you and your family. And everybody says that it's not important until they need it. That's therefore the GoFundMe, the begging, the handouts, the charities, all these different funding mechanisms to help you, help yourself in your situation when you can really prepare now, right? You don't have to be sick. Just sick is too late. Let's prepare now for your death. But not only for your death, life insurance has changed. It's like going from the brick phone to the iPhone 14. It's not just about death insurance. It's about, as Jonah said earlier, becoming your own bank. How can I put money set aside to be able to help me financially have a step up so that maybe
now,
I want to be able to control?
How does that work?
My retirement.
The own bank thing. I know they're interested in that part.
Think about it from that perspective, Jonah. And one product in particular, you mentioned Whole Life. So there's a hybrid version of that called Index Universal Life. You guys may have heard of it as IUL policies or whole life policy, but Index Universal Life Insurance is a type of permanent life insurance that provides a death benefit for protection, and it also has a cash value component. Some people call it cash value. Some people call it the savings account. Some people call it being your own bank. All that means the same, but what it really does is outside of the cost of your life insurance, the premium that you pay for this coverage, a piece of that is added in to act as a cash value or savings accumulation account that will allow you as a policyholder to accumulate savings on a tax-deferred basis. Generally, these percentages are around 5, 6, 7, upwards of 10, 12%. But right now, let's just say on average it's about 6%.
You mean to tell me?
Compounded interest.
You mean to tell me they can get 12% interest by putting their money in a life insurance policy instead of a bank, whereas a bank is only giving 0.5 0.001% interest. They're not even giving you 1 cent.
Yes. So basically, the return on the cash value is based on the performance of an underlying index, right, such as the S&P 500. So additionally, mm-hmm. the index universal life policy typically offers a guaranteed minimum interest rate. That's what I love about it. You can gain, but you can never lose because there's a guaranteed minimum. Unlike the stock market, it can go up, it can go below the floor, right? You can lose money. In life insurance, you'll never lose because there's a guaranteed minimum, and then it can go up to as high as 12, 15, 17%. But let's just say on average, the guaranteed is about 5, 6%, allowing the policyholder to earn a return in the index, even if the index performs poorly. So this type of life insurance is a great option for those who want a potential to have growth in their money, but also want the security of having a guaranteed minimum return.
Now, that's wonderful because, you know, me, I've told people over the years, I don't have no money in the bank. I personally put it all into life insurance policy, you know, except for, you know, bill money and stuff like that. Now, what's interesting is the amount of interest that they will pay you. And I've noticed that even the banks themselves put their money into life insurance policies. Now,
that's right.
One of the questions that my viewers probably have is, how do you set that up? What's the premiums like? How do you get started? Do you have to take a physical?
No, that's a great question. So an index universal life policy and the relationships I have with my company, there's no blood, there's no urine. There are some underwriting questions. They do ask you about your general health. But what I do for my clients is I create an illustration based off their particular need. Some folks are concerned about death benefit only. They just want, give me some time. I want a 30-year. But some people say, no, I want to look at savings for my child. But you can, these life insurance policies, you can put a policy on your child as young as 15 days old. You may be thinking right. about college tuition. You may be thinking about retirement income, or you may be thinking about paying off your debts, right? So life insurance can be used as a tool specifically related to what your interests are. Some people may have a budget issue. Some people may have no budget. Some people have a business. Some people have said, listen, I don't want to buy my kid a car at 16. I want them to be able to buy themselves a car. I want this policy to buy while they're young, and I want to be able to throw extra money in it. Because when you throw that extra money into that life premium, extra, if you overfund it, that money is also growing at that compounded interest rate. So by the time the kid really needs it, they have probably enough to fund not only buying their car, but paying for their college tuition or real estate properties or starting their own entrepreneurial business.
Right. So you mean to tell me as a parent, you'll sit here and put into the life insurance policy. You got the insurance policy, let's say when the kid was 5. Now they're 18. So what you're saying is that they can easily take that money and use it for college, buy a car. They can use it to start their own business. That sounds like wealth building to me.
It's very much wealth building. And here's the other thing, Jonah. There's no fees related to it. There's no taxes because instead of withdrawing the cash value, you're going to borrow against it. The government lets you borrow your money, and then when you pay it back, you're paying yourself back interest to your own account. It goes to nowhere but yourself. So that's one thing. There's no fees like in 401k for early borrowing of it. There is no mm-hmm. fees for there's no taxes because you're borrowing and think you're going to pay it back. And guess what? Let's just say if you had $100,000 in your cash value and you borrow $50,000 of it, your cash value is still growing at the interest rate based off the $100,000, not the $50,000 that's left. So that's what I love about it. It's still growing at the original cash value of what's in there, regardless of what you borrow from it.
Yeah, that's crazy. So basically, you're trying to tell me you borrow money without any setback. You know, the money just accrues interest like you never took money out of it.
That's exactly right. Here's the kicker. Here's the kicker, Jonah. If you don't pay it back, as long as you continue to pay the premiums, they'll never come after you for the money.
Wow.
It's just a loan never paid.
Wow. Wow.
So I think it's a great option for folks.
It sounds like black people should have been into this a long time ago.
Well, yeah, man. I mean, they use life insurance to fund a lot of stuff, including slavery. So if you look at your top companies, you look at the Waltons, you look at all these different folks, they have life insurance as a financial tool to solve for a lot of their problems, charitable giving. Has that protection. But the last thing that you generally buy life insurance for, when you really understand it, guess what? It's for the life benefits, right?
Right.
It's for the life insurance. It's the
now,
last
like
part
say,
of why you buy it. These.
I like to say life insurance is for life. It's not called death insurance.
That's right. That's right. And let me tell you about the Index Universal Life Policy, Jonah. It takes care of the puzzles of if you die too soon, if you're alive but you're sick, right? Because we have living benefits that cover chronic conditions like cancers and strokes and things of that nature. You don't have to be dead to collect. But then it also covers what you own. You don't have any expenses, but now you may have an annuity or you want to be able to have money to live beyond your normal working years like a retirement. You could pay yourself an annuity from your cash value that will pay you for the rest of your life.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. So if they wanted to call you and set this up, how do they do that?
That's easy. So I'm easy to find, guys. Again, I'm a consultant for Marsh McLennan, largest consulting firm in the world for helping people. My Instagram is Tommy_mobile, like T-Mobile, but Tommy_mobile is my Instagram. My email is thomashunterjames, all one word, thomashunterjames@gmail.com. And if you need my number, it's 404-313-4849, 404-313-4849. You can text me, leave me a message, and I'll shortly call you back in a proper time.
Wow, that's wonderful. I'm sure some of these people got a few little questions for you. Can you stick around and take a couple of questions? Not too many.
I got it, man. If I can answer it, I'll answer it right now. Let's go.
Okay, okay. Caller 615-838. Peace to the God. Peace. Guess they changed their mind. All right, I'm going to 901-631. Peace to the God. 901-631. Man, I don't understand.
Hey man, it's speechless, man. Hopefully they had life insurance and not gone. They didn't get caught.
615-506. Peace to the God.
Peace, God.
All right. Finally got some. I was wondering if the call lines was working.
Right.
So
right. How y'all doing?
We doing good.
Doing
we
great.
Doing
How
good.
Are
How are you? I'm all right. I'm doing wonderful, magnificent, and great. I had a question. I got two questions. One question is about the Sunday seminar, and the other question will be about the life insurance. So
all right, I want you to hold the question about Sunday seminar. And you know, I may not be able to answer that question because that was a private seminar.
Right, I'll get a private consultation with you.
Okay.
I got you. Okay, now on the life insurance, I've been studying, like I've been kind of like studying that for a while. I hadn't really got a chance to get into it, but I'm glad you brought this brother on the show because now I can you know, I can tap in with him, and he seems like he knows everything about it. But I was told to get the
He's
question
doing
for him
quite
right
well.
Here,
Huh? He's doing quite well. He knows he supports him and his family very well off of this.
No, for sure, for sure. So my question would be, I was told that when you go with a company that offers you an IUL, I mean, when you set up the IUL, you want to go with a company that is not publicly traded, because the companies that are publicly traded is different. I guess it's different benefits. I'm not sure, but have you heard that before?
You know, I don't know the I don't know what you've been told, but the company that most of my policies are written through, here's the main thing. You want to make sure that the company that you have has a superior rating under AM Best. AM Best is a company that rates all insurance companies, starting with letter A plus plus all the way down to insolvency. So from my perspective, regardless of the companies that I particularly represent, you want to make sure that the solvency of the life insurance company is the most appropriate. So I would not go anybody less than an A rating and go from there. So whether they are private or public, they have to abide by certain rules of having a certain amount of money in their coffers to be able to cover every single claim that's on their book of business. And at the end of the day, that's what you should be caring about.
Okay.
Now, someone on YouTube asked, can you get a policy for the elders, like mom and dad?
Can they particularly write a policy on their mom and dad?
Yes.
Yes, there is an insurable risk if you write a policy on your mother and father. Every time someone comes to me and say, hey, my mom is up in age. She has a fixed income. My dad has a fixed income. We are well-to-do children of our parents. We want to come together as siblings and pay for a life policy for our mother or father and let the death benefit go to the beneficiaries of our children. So a lot of times people get up in age and like, oh, my gosh, I screwed up. I want to leave something for my grandkids, but I can't afford it. So I have plenty of situations where children will put policies on their parents for the benefit of whatever it is. In this case, the most recent example that I'm thinking about was having that their children be the beneficiaries of their grandparents. So yeah, it doesn't. So you have an owner of a policy, you have a beneficiary of the policy, and you have an insured of a policy.
There you have it. Yes, you can put insurance on your mother and father.
It's dope. Okay.
You got any more
Jonah,
questions, my brother?
I didn't have no more questions for him. I just wanted. Say I never got the email from Sunday, but I didn't have no questions about that.
You know what you was instructed to do to get that.
Yeah, I did it. I definitely did it.
If you did it, you got it, because I don't have nothing in that email.
Okay, that's fine. I'm gonna get a consultation. We'll talk. But
all right.
This one specific about the life insurance, so I'm gonna
yes.
we'll talk.
Yes. All right.
Okay.
All right, we're going to the next caller. I'm going to 650-323. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the gods.
What's up, my brother?
Oh, I'm make mine real quick. To the gentleman, your guest, what is his name again?
Tommy.
My name is
like
Martin. Yeah. What's up, man?
Yeah, like Martin. Tommy.
Like Tommy, no job.
And just in case YouTube or whoever messes with this stream and there's not a video left after this, what is your email again? Thomas Hunter?
Yeah, Thomas Hunter James, all one word. Thomas Hunter James at gmail.com.
gmail.com.
Yeah, that's my personal
email. Got it. Okay, that's all I have for you, Jonah. And I appreciate you, Mr. Thomas Hunter there. I appreciate what you're doing, and I will be in contact with you. I don't have any specific questions. All right, Jonah, how are you looking with consultations?
Pretty clear. I only got about 3 to do tomorrow.
Okay, maybe I'm one of them because I already sent
right.
it to you. Okay, because I was on the discharge webinar. I was there. I came out from California. But
yeah,
so
you are going to be one of those 3. Yeah.
Beautiful. Sounds good. I'll be ready for you. All right, gentlemen. Peace to the God.
All right. Peace.
Peace to the God. I like that.
Yes, sir. All right. We got 702-712. Peace to the God. Peace.
Hello.
How are you?
Well, I am fine. Thank you. And you? How are you?
Wonderful, magnificent, and great.
Well, you kind of already answered my question. But I do want to kind of piggyback on a gentleman that, or the person who was asking about their parent.
Yes.
I'm 63. My dad is 88. And, I know you answered and said, yes, you could insure your parent, but I was just wondering, as someone at that age,
it's a good question. There are some companies that will go. They may have some measures in there where they stop you from applying at a certain age. But most companies go up to 85, 87. But I would say most companies go up to about 85 years old. I know of anything over that, you may have somebody say that they will offer coverage, but they may have some limitations in there, like the ones you see on the commercial that, okay, you'll have it, but if you look at the fine print, you die within 2 years, they'll just return the premiums back to your beneficiaries and not pay out.
Okay.
So they may have a clause in there and say, we'll give it to you, but you can't die within the first 24 months. Something like that.
Okay. Yeah, I've seen that with my mother in the past.
People go up to about 85, 88 years old.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, thank you. That's all I had. And, Jonah, that was a wonderful seminar. I enjoyed you.
Thank you so much.
So, Jonah, let me just run through just a couple of things
that
people need to consider when they think about life insurance. One, if you have pen and paper, you guys, the one thing you want to do is determine your need. You want to first, you want to start to purchase life insurance based on considerations of your financial situation, right? If you were to go away right now, what does your family need, and what were the financial goals that you have in place in your mind while you're alive to take care of your family? And so you want to be able to calculate that, right, in the next 10, 20, 30 years, if something were to happen to you and replace your income. Does your partner have to start over? Do your kids have to become wards of a court? Do they have to be all these different scenarios? So you want to think about your financial outcome if you were to disappear right now. The second thing you want to do is choose the type of life insurance that you want. Choose the type of life insurance that you want that best helps your situation. So what I can do is compare quotes. I can create illustrations for you from different insurers that I have relationships with that understand the terms and conditions that you may have in mind, like age. Is my parents too old? Let me see if I can find something for you. Some companies may want you to have medical exams, but I have relationships with companies that bypass that and they don't have any blood in urine. They have enough sophisticated artificial intelligence that can look at your medical history based off the information you give me of your where you live and your doctor. They can look into your medical bureau and see what your health status is. And once you apply for the policy, once you've chosen the type of policy you want between you and I, you'll need to be able to provide certain information about your background, your finances. They need to understand why you need it, you know, that kind of thing. And then the last thing you want to do is I will review the policy with you and make sure that this makes sense for you, because I'm not going to allow you to buy something that you don't need, and I'm not going to let you underbuy something without understanding what the scenarios that you may have left out, like college, like the trust that you have. What's the point of having a trust if you have nothing in it? What did you want that trust? What did you intend that trust to do? Like for me, I have a daughter. She's 17. She got life insurance. I'm not giving it all to her at 25, so I have a certain amount that's dispersed to her at 25, certain amount at 35, a certain amount at 45. Then after 45, generally speaking, she has a mature mindset. She should be able to do what she wants with the additional proceeds that's remaining. So we can help you, between Jonah and I, understand and decipher what your needs are and how to properly structure both the trust and the life insurance policy to the folk meet your custom needs.
Now, someone said $1 million policy would be like $1,000 a month.
Everything in life insurance depends on, too, your health status, right? Are you a smoker? Are you a non-smoker? Are you an elite health condition? Are you standard? Are you non-standard? What's your age? So based on your age, based on your smoking status, and based on your general health, which will create the demographic information to baseline start the rating process, will govern what your rates would look like. So there's no two people the same. You have to be within a realm based off your age, based off your health status, based off your your smoking status.
Right, right. Anything for drinking status?
Hey man, best in case, I would never have a life insurance policy because I drink bourbon all the time.
Oh my God, you crazy. So we really appreciate you coming up here. We don't want to take up too much more of your time. We really thank you for coming and explaining this to us. Anything else you want to tell them before we let you leave?
Yeah, guys, if you have my information, you don't necessarily have to contact me, but there's life insurance scenarios everywhere.
No,
so
y'all are
going
to have to contact my boy straight up.
Yes, what you're going to get from me is you're going to get the unadulterated truth, and you're going to also get the customer service that you're not going to get anywhere else. So I appreciate you, Jonah, for this platform, and listen to Jonah.
Thank you for coming in so much. I'll be talking
to you
soon. All
right, man. Peace to God.
Peace to God.
Appreciate it.
All right, so I guess now I'll get to y'all's regular questions. See, I didn't forget it was Consultation Wednesday. But I'm going to 619-981. Peace to the God. Peace.
Yes, hi, Mr. Bain.
Yes, hi. How are you?
I'm just calling my brother. He told me a little bit about you, so I've been kind of watching your program and stuff like that.
Okay.
And
well, welcome.
So I really enjoy everything. It's really interesting. And I have a question for you about if the properties, if you have properties, and I just want to see about, I think it's the, I think I saw a video of yours that you were talking about it. Well, you do a forge and trust where the government
trust.
Can't touch.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
That's the foreign express trust. The express trust, everyone talks about getting a 9-8 number. The 9-8 number is for the express trust. Yes.
Okay. So is that a trust that the government can't, I mean, if
it
I get that for my property. Okay.
Whatever
so
you
can't
put
touch
in there,
not,
cannot be taxed once it's done.
Oh, okay. And they can't touch it if someone tries to sue you or anything, right?
Nope. Can't get to it. It ain't yours. How are they going to sue you and then go after someone else's property? You see what I'm saying? A trust is its own property. It's its own person. You don't own it no more. They can't get it.
Oh, okay. Okay, I see. So that's basically what it means.
Like,
so basically what it means
tries to sue you. But they're coming to me for the money. Can't be done.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay, I see. Okay. And where can I buy your templates or all this information where I could
JonahBay.com. J-O-N-A-H. ahey.com.
Okay. Okay, sounds good. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
All right, peace, my brother. I'm going to call her 614-589. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God.
What's up, my brother?
Not much. Question number one. How long is the process on the 241 suit?
No, I can't answer that. I'm not the court.
So ain't no ballpark? Like, they going to play it out for a year?
Everything is different. No way. It depends on how much law the judge that's on your case knows and all that. It depends on if they answer the lawsuit in time. You could get a default summary judgment. There's no way of telling you that.
All right, question. So we're getting a 241 template. What all other documents are we going to need or have to put with that?
Whatever your evidence is.
Okay, so we don't have to have attachments. All right, so would our state constitution have to be one of the exhibits as well?
Nah. what I taught y'all how to do is, if y'all doing a suit, I actually cut and paste the exact words of a constitution, right? But if you wanted to be thorough, you would cut and paste it inside your document, and you would also say, see Exhibit A. And Exhibit A would be that constitution. You see what I'm saying? And you could also tell them to take judicial notice, because that constitution is supposed to be widely known by the actual government.
Okay. Question number two. With the writ of discovery template, is any other documents going to be attached with that before we file that?
If you're doing a writ of discovery, you don't have to give them nothing but the writ of discovery. They have to give you evidence. You don't have to give them evidence.
Okay. All right. Another question is on the tax injunction. How long is that process?
The tax injunction should start working once you send in the actual third tax injunction, right? But my question is, do you work?
Nah, this will be for my elders, if anything. My payout ain't too smooth. I've been a freelancer.
Mm-hmm. When you say your elders, what do you mean? Do they work?
Yeah, they work, and they retired already, so I'll go for their bag since they've been working for so long.
Okay, so. Oh, you mean when will they send out the money that they paid in tax their whole life? That's your question.
Right.
I don't know. They're going to have to create laws to give y'all's money back, right? You know it's spent already, right? Yeah, they're going to have to go and make laws for the United States Treasury to pay you back. I don't know how long that's going to take. But the important part is stopping them from asking you from right now.
So you just not filed your tax injunction. You ain't been there, George.
When you say you just done, what do you mean?
Like you just, I mean, I know you say you be having a whole bunch of information, but you be holding it. So you say a lot of stuff that you're going to come with be already done by you. So is the tax
exemption
only been done by you?
Ever came with, I've done it way before y'all.
Tax exemption already been done by you?
Of course. If I did this webinar, I did it. How else will you see my paperwork?
Okay. Did I take you more than a year to do that? Did they respond at a nick of time? Yeah.
Bro, you're not going to get the response I got. Stop trying to look for timetables, my brother. It don't work that way. And if you already know everything I taught y'all about injunctions, most of y'all have never gotten contact when y'all did an injunction. I always get contacted because I'm always the first one. Each government ain't the same for each individual. You see what I'm saying? It's no timetable, man. You keep on asking me the same question different ways.
Nah, just trying to ballpark how this is going to go.
I just keep on telling you it ain't no timetable, and you keep on asking me, is it a timetable? And you keep on posing the question a different way.
Yeah, I just had to, man. We all had to know. But that's
nah, what you got to do is stop asking me the question again and again. If I answered it already and said, yo, it's no timetable, they're going to have to make laws to pay you back. There was no need to ask me that question a whole different way.
I asked it with two different templates involved.
It was the same question. One was for the tax injunction. The other one was for what?
241.
Exactly.
Right. Them two different,
there's no way you keep on, you want a guarantee. There's no guarantee. You keep on asking about, yo, it's going to be 4 weeks. Hell no. It's not.
They don't need to be 10 years or 5 years.
No, you know some lawsuits do take 10 years. What do you mean?
Man, that's too long. That's why I'm asking. What's up?
Who gives a fuck if you think it's too long?
We all do. We need money now.
No, who gives a fuck? This is what it is. Plenty of fucking cases has been 10 years long. Byron Allen's case is still going on. What the fuck you mean? You heard cases before. No one can tell you how long suits take. No one. Even if it's a settlement, it'll take years. Yo,
so
you need to look up law cases and see how long they took, bro. And there is no time for any case.
So even if we was the plaintiff opening up the case, we can't get a speedy trial to get them together?
Dog, you just asked me the same question again.
Well, I'll just question it. Just ask it. I knew the floor.
No, I'll talk to you later. 651-442. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace. How you doing, Zona?
I'm super annoyed by last caller. I can't stand no one making me repeat myself, and all it does is show his fucking greed. Why don't you fucking make sure you ain't paying taxes so 96 cents of every dollar that you make can stay in your damn pocket? How about you do things you can control right away? Motherfuckers, they think this is just a good rich scheme? It just showed me how people don't want to fucking work, don't want to put in no effort, just want shit handed to them. That shit burns my soul.
I feel you, man. Hey, I wanted to say I got a just for as an example, we were talking about how much for the life insurance. Like, I got a policy at about 41. I probably was just turning 41,
right?
Or just turned 41. Maybe I just turned 40. It was like 40 to 41. Term policy. That's not for the life benefit. That's just for death benefit. So it should be called death insurance.
That you can switch that. I'm not sure. That would have been a question.
Well, yeah, it is. My particular term policy is convertible. So yeah, I can switch it.
Right. You
but
can
then
switch
that's
it
gonna
then.
It's gonna
good,
go
good,
way
good.
Up on the premium if I do that. So I already had a smaller whole policy. So I got a whole policy already since way before, but a couple years before that. And all I was going to say was my $400,000 term policy, man, that's like $20 a month.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that cost me. But that's for the only death benefit.
Only
my
for death benefit.
Right. My $100,000 whole life policy, that's for the financing stuff, you know, making loans and all that. I'm paying, I probably got that about 4.5 years ago.
4 years ago, I'm paying my premiums like $85, something like
that's
that.
Not bad.
$83, and the break even point is supposed to be around 7 years, but I'm not
but
sure.
But you can put more. You can put more of money in there to break even sooner, right?
So that's the PUA, right? So I've been maxing out the PUA every year, which is, that's like about a little less than $3,000 or something that the max PUA I could put in. So it's not a big policy, That's $100,000 whole life. But
it's a start, brother. And when you max out and be able to pull from it whenever you want, you got an advantage over everyone.
Now let me ask you this: How do you get your loans by your bank account or by mail yourself?
Me myself, I'm gonna keep it real with you. I ain't took no money out.
But
I'm putting money in. I'm buying gold and silver. I ain't had no reason to take no money from nowhere.
Right. If you ever did, would you think they'd be better off doing it via a bank account or via the mail?
Being that I did the tax injunction, first of all, that money's not taxable, so it doesn't even matter if you have them send you a check by mail or you have it come to your bank account. You know why? Because if you got the check in the mail, you still going to put it in the bank account to cash it. I'd rather have it wired straight to my account.
Now, what about this shit? Life insurance, it's not in a trust. It's like I was trying to add, trying to figure out how to do it in a trust name.
I understand what you're saying, but you got to remember, they cannot tax the life insurance. So no matter where you grab them, how you receive the money, they can't tax it.
So I'm just saying, like, just by me having not put the life insurance into a trust, it's not a trust that owns the life insurance or whatever, or it's not in a trust name. It's just whatever in my name.
I'm saying that if you are a regular person and you got term life insurance, whole life insurance, and you pull, let's say, $100,000 out and you put it into your regular bank account, it cannot be taxed. That's the law. The actual law for life insurance is it cannot be taxed.
Right. That's the big reason why I got into it. Oh, let me just say one thing, though. When you get the loan out, I know you don't get loans out, but for anybody that does get loans out, you're going to pay 5.7% because they just raised it a 0.7 on mine. If that company did it on everybody, I think it's
industry-wide. Your interest is higher. Your compound interest is higher than the percentage you got to pay back to yourself.
Right, especially once you get close to that break-even point and stuff.
Yes.
I'm not an expert on how it works, but right, you can.
Yeah, you sound pretty expert-like.
I pay the max into the PUA, and then wind up lending it back to myself pretty quick.
Right.
Put it like that, but it kind of, the PUA payment counts like it's still there, though.
You pay money to yourself, actually putting the money in, letting them count it, and then taking it back out. Smart.
Right. And it doesn't have the SAR kind of stuff hooked up to it, the SAR reports.
Mm-hmm.
All that kind of stuff.
Now, let me tell you, what you're doing is what the rich has been doing for a very, very long time. It's time for us to start using the same strategies.
One thing I'm concerned about, man, is, I see stuff about, them denying the claim when it comes to the death benefit and stuff. So I'm not going to say it's like specific to any one type of insurance. It's just in general with all insurance. They love to deny claims if they can figure out a way to do it.
This is why you got to have someone like Tommy who's really into that whole insurance thing, and he's with the biggest company in the world. The sway of your actual representative changes a lot of that. You see what I'm saying? He's only going to get you with the most reputable companies that always pay it out. Penn Life?
Yeah, Penn Mutual out of Pennsylvania. They've been around for a couple almost.
Yes, I heard of them.
How about what you got a feeling on their reputation?
I think they are a subsidiary of Mutual Life. Mutual Life. They're supposed to be one of the big ones. They do house insurance, life insurance. They do most insurances, and they supposed to be they pay out their policies. At least that's what I know about it.
But I got one more question, man. If the only thing I've done process wise is basically authenticated a birth certificate, state or federal. I've avoided, claiming an SS or anything for a long time as well, over a decade. But I've had contact with it, but I always say, yo, this isn't mine, whatever. I'm not saying that really helps me that much. But can I get a 9-8 number right now, or do I need to do something else first?
You can get a 9-8 number. You got a lot of work to do. Get in them archives. Listen to the archives. And then start working on it. Some of the stuff
I bought a bunch of stuff from you.
Ain't gonna be necessary.
November. I bought the trust bundle from you, and I bought the the ultimate bundle.
Okay.
Like 2 Novembers ago.
Oh shit! You got almost everything on the site, man. But you ain't got the newest stuff. But the newest stuff got some of the old stuff. But it's all good. But we at the end of our show. Wonderful talking to you. Y'all, that's our show for today. We up out of here. Peace to the gods.